Blog Talk Radio.
Pastors Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the ministers, to all the evangelists, to the deacons, to the mothers, to the intercessors, to the youth, to our men, to all of our friends and family of ADA ministry, ADM ministry, to our ADM front line, I bid you a good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, and I thought I heard the apostle say Delaware. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, praise God, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord and he heard our cry and delivered us from the bottomless pit. Aren't you glad today that the Lord heard your cry? Aren't you glad today that he pulled you out of that bottomless pit? Aren't you glad today that he saved you, that he filled you with his Holy Spirit, that he blessed you in every way through miracles, signs, wonders? Yes, we thank God on this morning. Oh, what a blessed morning. Yeah, a fantastic Tuesday. We thank God for it. Amen. And as we enter into the day, ushering in God's holy name, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, and giving him all the thanks. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you, Dr. Smith, also, and God bless you. Father God, I come to you, giving you honor and all the praises. Lord, I thank you for being the head of my life, God. I'd like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and everyone at ABM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you once more. Humbless, we know how, God, just thanking you just for another brand new day, God. Another brand new day, God, that you have allowed us to see. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you took care of all last night, God, and up to this point, God. So we yet and still say thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your salvation, God. We thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God. We realize, God, by your stripes, Lord, by your stripes, you say they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we continue to stand on your word, stand fast like nothing, never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the change, God. We thank you for the strength in us. Thank you, Lord, God. We thank you, God, this morning, God, I realize, in the name of Jesus, God, we all shall be up, God, giving you the glory this morning, God, because you're worthy to be praised. I say hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Glorify your name. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Let your people know this morning, God, bitter and sweetness can't come from the same fountain, God. We need you, God, to begin to purge us, God. Purge us, God, that we can love like you love, God. Not just say that we love. Hallelujah. Coming from the lips, but not from the heart. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for getting our houses in order, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to bow down to you, God, worshiping you, God, praying, Lord, like never before, God. Let us pray like it's our last time on this earth, God. Oh, God, we realize you're soon to come. Hey, God, all about say, yes, you're soon to come. In the name of Jesus, God. So let us begin to get our houses in order, God. Our minds are the most shake. God, our minds out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God, to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to order our footsteps, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, the most shake, God. Let our feet, God, the most shake, God. Father, you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call out all of our God. We thank you for bringing the backsliders back home. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen him like never before, God. Oh, God, let us begin to stand like strong soldiers, God. Boldly in you like never before, God. Hey, God, all about you. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. That's truth running the cut up on their lips, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen their heart. Let them stay up on the wall, God. Hey, glory to God. Lord, we need them, Lord, over our shots, and these last and these little days, God, that cry out when they cry out, God. Don't let them spare anything, God, all about you, God. We thank you for a huddle of old minister that don't sugarcoat huddle of old shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every youth that it is this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to shield and protect their little old shake, God. Now going in now coming in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord, 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 say, God. We lift the people, God, that I'm fortunate that we are, God. Oh, God, but we pray for them, Lord, Lord, say, God. We God, that you make a way out of no way for them, God. Keep a shelter over their heads, God. Close on their back, God, Lord, say, God. We thank you this morning, God. We encourage God about the people hot with their head hung down hot. We realize, God, this morning, God, that you are the May Way, God, that you are the provider that I stand, God, not us ourselves, God. But we thank you that you are in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up the enemies to the Bosh, up to you, God, this morning. The one that's fighting hot, the one that's whistling, Lord, oh, say, God, but we realize, God, you see out and you know our God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, oh, say, God, this morning, that you'll begin to separate us, God, Lord, oh, say, God, from things not following you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning, have mercy upon our souls, God, hey, God, oh, my son, Lord, oh, say, God, get our souls in order, God, Lord, oh, say, God, let us know that our soul is in state. Hey, glory to God. It's time to get a ride. It's time to cry out, Hobo Shanda, Lobo Shaka. From one another, Lobo Shanda, Lobo Shaka. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Hey, God, Lobo Shaka. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for distressing, God, when it didn't feel good, uncomfortable, God. But we continue to push on. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. Have your way, have your way, God. Oh, God, we lift up the nation to you, God. Because we see what's going on. Oh, God, we see. God, we thank you for seeing, God. We know trouble is on every hand. God. Mothers against mothers, fathers against child. Oh, God, but we pray today, God, even in the homes, where our time is going on, God. We speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak peace this morning, God, and to those homes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up marriage couples, God, in the Lord, say, God. Oh, God, in the Lord, send the Lord, say, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Touch this morning. He got a Moshe in the name of Jesus, God. Peace in the marriage, he got a Moshe. One accord of Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we even lift up the one that's have addictions, oh, Moshe, God, because it's never too late for them, God. We realize the souls need to be saved, God, of Moshe, God. Oh, God, get out of the Moshe, God, get us right, God. It's too late, God, of Moshe, in the demon of emotion, to be bickering, to be gossiping, we need to be praying for sleep of our son, people's soul is at stake, and not on emotion, we cry out this morning, continue to save, deliver, and set the captain free, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, we'll say hallelujah, King. Somebody that is more need to begin to get up and shake themselves out of the bullshit, God, and begin to say, I don't have to be in this addictment, man, because I know a man named Jesus, out of the bullshit. He can set me free from all changes, from all addiction, out of the bullshit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, lay your hand upon us, God. God, emotion, God, turn every situation around in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out, emotion, God. Let us begin to give you the glory, God, for all things, God. These things we ask this morning, hey, glory to God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, emotion, God. Yes, Lord.
God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you. God, we praise. God, we praise. We glorify.
Thank
you. God, we make
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Holy name.
Lord,
today.
Thank
oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord.
God. Holy prayer, yes, Lord, this morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, send your Holy Spirit.
Jesus,
let him
yes,
have
Lord.
His way on today.
Yes,
oh, glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
in this
court
of prayer, Lord God, that you hear, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
That you receive, Lord God, every request, Lord God, Father God,
hey, yes,
to
Lord.
Fix it. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Come in the mirror. Fix it all. On
yes.
today, Lord God. That we can hold on to
in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. You have total access on this Tuesday.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. God did right now. Touch
yes.
every heart. Touch
yes.
every mind. Do it right
yes.
now. You can pick, turn it all around. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we knew
Lord.
Right now, Father God,
yes,
through your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
For Lord God, we can do nothing without your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We
no,
teach
you.
You got to hear it,
yes.
Have your way. Move right now into every
yes.
four corners
yes.
of this earth.
Yes.
Do your thing. Move right now, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Save.
Yes.
Deliver. Set
in the name of
Jesus.
In
the
hey,
name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Every man,
in the name of
every woman, every child.
Yes.
Right
yes.
now, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Every leader.
Take me back
oh, God.
In the name of, hey, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
In every country.
Take me back where
do it, Lord,
I love
God. You. Do it, Lord God.
Mm.
In the name
back,
of Jesus.
Take me back,
Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Back.
Have your way.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way, Holy Spirit.
Take me back.
Have your way.
Yes.
And we're going to thank you.
Take me
and we're going to praise you.
Take me
glory,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Take me
Holy
back.
Spirit. We thank you on today.
Love
you. We
Lord,
praise you.
Yes.
As you come
Lord.
To
yes.
see about us.
Thank
oh, glory
Jesus.
Be to God. Just have your way. Have your way.
Yes.
Have your way.
Yes.
Move us. Shake
yes.
us. Do it
yes.
right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we thank you. And
thank
we praise you, Lord.
You,
you right
hey,
now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we glorify you. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, on last night, praise God, oh, we had a pouring out of the overflow
Amen.
Anointing of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. If you missed it, oh, glory, you missed a blessing. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God.
Thank
Amen. And it's time we're going to move right on along. Praise God. And I just had a few things that I wanted to share this morning with you. And we're talking about the seven ways to please God. Seven ways. We know that the number seven is the number of completion.
Amen.
Unto God. And under those, that number seven, there's seven things, seven ways that we can please him. The first way is to have faith in God.
Amen.
It says, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he who cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:6. Amen. And how about that second way? Amen. Praise God. Be spiritually minded. So what are we talking about? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because
Amen.
The carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. So that enmity, amen, praise God, is basically as an enemy against God. Amen.
Yes.
Or something
amen.
Is against God. Amen.
Amen.
For it is
amen.
Not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot, amen, please God. Romans 8:6-8. What about number three? Praise God. Amen. Fear God. Fear God. Amen. And we're not talking about a fear where, you know, we are afraid to come before him and talk to our Father God, commune with him. Praise God. Amen. We're talking about a reverence for God, a respect
Amen.
For God. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Psalms 147:11. Praise God. And what about number four? Praise God. Study and follow Jesus Christ's example. Amen. And this is what we as disciples of Christ, amen, a chosen generation who are saved through his grace and his mercy by Jesus
Amen.
Christ's blood should be
Yes.
doing anyway. Amen.
Amen.
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Yes.
Hear him. Matthew 17:5. And what about number five? Praise God. Amen. Obey God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Obey God. Has the Lord as great diligence in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22. And we hear this a lot. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
For when you obey God, amen, we report the blessing of God. Amen.
Amen.
And number six, amen. Do God's will. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
May God make you complete in every good work, to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:21. And number 7, praise God. Give the sacrifice God wants. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He sacrificed so much for us.
Yes,
when
yes.
He was in that cross. Praise God. And gave his
Amen.
Life as each
yes,
and every one of us. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And the little that he asked of us, praise God, we ought to be overjoyed and jubilant, praise God,
yes.
to provide that, amen, and to do that,
amen,
to show
amen.
Him how appreciative that we are because
hey, yes,
of what
Lord.
He did, amen.
Amen,
that we have the way to eternal life, amen, through Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for who he is. And it says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That
amen.
Is the fruit of our lips.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To his name.
Yes.
But do not forget, do good and
amen.
To share.
Yes.
For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:15-16. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
17. Think about them. Marinate on them. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Just repeat them over and over. Amen. Praise God. As you
yes.
read the word, as you pray and you fast. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give
amen.
The due diligence to God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And when we do, amen, God will surely take us through. Bless his
amen.
Holy name.
Amen.
Yes. Well,
amen.
Those are the nuggets that I got up for this morning on this lovely Tuesday morning. Praise God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
amen.
This time, we're going to bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I know many of you, my God, I know you just steady drunk from last night. It is a blessing. It is just a blessing. I just don't want to be on. I'm not going to be on long. But please, that information that Pastor Smith just released unto you, you know, that's your focus point. I'm glad that he released it once again. He gives some very profound and very great wisdom, wise things, and things that keep you focused. That's your focus point. If you could be focused on these items and these things through your life and allow that be your focus point more of than a negative or different oppositions, different things that comes into your life, and you just keep focus on that, you're going to find out you are a overcomer, and you'll find out that you could go through anything in life, and you'll see that God is with you. It's just the moment when we take the focus off the Lord, take the focus off doing good, take the focus off doing things, and we go for tit for tat, amen? And we cannot do that, and you stay focus on the Lord, and not only with that, like he just said, he slide that fasting in there, you know, with fasting, praying, and seeking the face of the living God. The skies is the limit before you. And one thing that, you know, that I know, and I tell a lot of saints of God, you know, you could do whatever you want to do. You could do so many things. You could give so much. You could be faithful to come to church. You could do all these things, and let me tell you something. They're great, and they all have their own reward in it. Amen. But when you prove yourself to God, When you prove yourself faithful through opposition, you can be able to stay focused no matter what try that comes your way and take your focus off. And you can stay steadfast with the Lord. I'm telling you right now, the blessings of the Lord, the favor of the Lord will overtake you. Many people think it's in the offering. Many people think it's in your giving. Many people think it's in that. Well, that there benefits you. That really benefits you. Your offering, it does benefit the movement or help a movement, but the reward is for you. Amen? It's for you. You know, you come to faithful to ministry, you come to faithful to church, it benefits you because it's empower you. It gives you some teaching, give you some motivation, encouraging, or it helps break off different things whenever you go through. But when you be able to stand fast with the Lord and stay focused, that benefits the kingdom because others are going to begin to see you and follow you and want to tap into what you tapping into. Then you prove yourself to God. When you prove yourself to God, the sky is the limit. Let me tell you something, the sky is the limit. And, you know, and if everybody knows, if you ever flew or been out in space as an astronaut, there's no limit to the sky. There's no limit. It just go on and on and on and on and on. Amen.
Amen.
So you stay focused and you'll be able to see the blessings of the Lord in your life. I know times get hard, but please, you know, you can come back and download this segment. You can come back and listen to this segment. If you took notes, go back over your notes with this here and say, this is where I'm going to stay focused at. This is where I'm going to continue to be focused. And as you continue to be focused, you're going to see what the Lord is going to do with you. You're going to see. Amen. I just can't wait till we get to the place and get to the time, you know, the body of Christ. I can't wait, Pastor Smith, Brother Jackson. I can't wait till we get to the time and different things when we all come to church and we don't have no need. Only need that we have, we just want to meet God in that place. Only need
Amen.
That we have, we just want to see God to show up. We don't have no financial need. We don't need no healing because we already here. We don't have no issues going on in our life because we got peace. We got joy. We got everything. We come to church, and I just can't wait till we get to that place. My God, I feel this presence. I can't wait till we get to that place, and they say, well, why you come? I'm coming. I'm looking for Jesus. I heard that Jesus
is
in this place. I heard that God show up in this place. Do you need prayer for anything? God, they don't need no prayer for anything because God showed up on Monday. He showed up on Tuesday. He showed up when I was at work on Wednesday. He showed up on Thursday. Matter of fact, I had a good time with him just on Friday. I don't need anything, but I just want to come and celebrate with the body of Christ that Jesus lived, that God lived. And I just want to come. I just cannot wait for we can get to that place. And once we get to that place, that my God, I can't wait for that. Then we all will rejoice into the Lord because we all, as an individual, not as a group, not you know, as an individual, we know the God. We know God is good. We know God that He's a provider. We know that He's a deliverer. We don't have to pull on a group. And watch this. And just like in the old times, you know, in the old times. You know, they have cookouts, they have different things going on. They call their siblings, they call their friends and everything, and say, hey, girl, we're going to go and do this, we're going to do this. Okay, I bring the meat. Okay, I bring some beans. I bring the macaroni. Okay, I bring the collard greens. Okay, we're going to do the dessert. I bring the dessert. I bring the drinks, you know. Everyone brings something to the table individually to have an event to take place. Imagine when we all get together as children of God, that we can stay focused throughout our life and to know that God is able, then we come together at the meeting room on Sunday, somebody bring it for healing, somebody bring it for deliverance, somebody bring it for prosperity, somebody bring it for the God Almighty, the oil of God that we never thirst again, and we can all sit around the table and just have one big old feast and celebration that God is good. My goodness.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He is good.
Yes,
he is good.
Yes,
I'm just saying, that's really is my focus of my prayer. That is my joy. That is the jazz that helped me to help God's people to keep teaching the truth and bringing the truth. Because I'm waiting on that time. I don't know where it's going to happen there. But I'm praying that it happened in ABN, that family and people just come and say, you know what? I had a financial need on yesterday, but my God, before I got to church, God made a way. So all I'm doing is just coming in here praising God. I'm coming to worship God because all my needs are met. Because I know what the word says, seek me first, the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added, and we can be a living witness that all the other things in our life was added. My God, I don't know about you. You know, let me take one of the words, let me take one of the statements out of Pastor Smith book. You know, are you glad this morning that he is? Are you glad this morning that he is able? Are you glad this morning? Somebody needs to get
Up.
Some of you need to get in bed. That should be your motivation of your prayer. This is why I got to get up and seek the face of God. This is why I got to get into his word. This is why I got to keep his commandment.
Yes.
This is why.
Amen.
Because I want to rejoice with the Lord without a need, but just with a submission before him on worship. This is why. And just imagine. All the things in your life is taken care of. All your needs is taken care of. Then you move into that other room that the Bible said, I will bless you the desires of your heart. You don't move out of your wants, and you don't move into your desires, and that is a blessed thing. That's a revelation all by itself. So the question is, what is your desire? You might not have the desire to have another house, but you got the desire to have bigger bedrooms, or you got a desire to go on vacation. You got a desire to, you know, bless somebody and different things. What are your desires? Because your need is being taken care of. So I pray this morning and release a prophetic word that the body of Christ and the peoples of God, they begin to transition out of their needs and get ready to enter into their desire. Because all their needs are met because they stay focused on God. They're looking at to God. They're keeping the teaching within their heart as the fine thing that God released unto them, the pastors, the apostles. Some of the preachers, the evangelists, the teachers, releasing a sound doctrine for the upbuilding and the edification of the saints. They are falling in destruction. So therefore, the needs are met, and God is taking you into your desires. And I just give God the glory,
thanks
of God. What a blessing. What a blessing. This is why, you know, it's very important for you to continue to stay in prayer, to continue to stay connected with sound doctrine and saints of God. This is why that you got to continue to keep pushing, because at the end of the day, you got to prove yourself to God. You can't prove your pastor can't help you, bishop can't help you, apostle can't help you. My God, the teacher or the evangelist cannot help you. We all are helped by God, but the one that can help you when you prove yourself is God himself. Because when God says in your soul, regardless of man's the evil is not, it shall be so. My goodness.
It shall be so.
And I want to talk to some people this morning that God is saying to you, it is so. It is so. So regardless of saying it is not, God is saying it is so. You have the opportunity to sit at the table. Come bring your dish. You have an opportunity to come dwell in my tabernacle. Come bring your dish. What is your dish this morning? Is your dish, I got my healing. Is your dish, I got my deliverance. Is your dish, I got my prosperity. Is your dish, I got my peace.
Hallelujah.
I got my joy. Whatever your dish is, better come bring it at the table. And we all shall feast and rejoice into the presence of the living God. My goodness.
Amen.
My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I'm going to get ready to go now. I'm going to get ready to go. But some of you probably are saying, especially my Bible scholar, and you know what? That is good inspiration. That's good information. But you know what, Pastor? You know what, Pastor? That is some good information. But you know, that is not really biblical. That is not really biblical. Amen? But it's very good inspiration. But I love staying under the radar with different things because people really don't know what lies inside a man and a woman of God. Let me tell you something, what I'm telling you, it is very biblical. It is very biblical. Let me show you right now, real quick. I want to show you the girls that said that, you know what, it might not be biblical. I got a lot of people, they know the word. They say, I don't want to receive nothing unless I see it in the word. I don't want to receive nothing. Well, I'm going to make all your excuses be nailed to the cross and be nailed to the wall. Watch this. Deuteronomy 12:6. It says, and tithe, you shall bring your burnt offering and you in your sacrifice, in your tithe, in your heavenly offerings on your hand, in your vows, in your freewill offering, in your first land of your herd, in of your flock. Otherwise, it says, in tithe you shall bring. Though it's telling you what you should get ready to bring to the table. It's telling you you shall bring different offering. You should bring different sacrifice. You shall bring different vows. First, Deuteronomy 12:6. Watch this. And this is why it's telling you to bring. Deuteronomy 12:7. It says, and there ye shall eat before your God, and you shall rejoice all that ye put your head unto. So always just what I was saying. You're gonna bring this to the table, and we shall rejoice in the sight of my God. Y'all hear me right there. That right there. Where my musician is there? That should have been a shout key right there. You shall rejoice in the sight of the Lord. So from the biblical people, they go your word right there. You shall bring it, you shall eat it, and you shall rejoice. Then go your table. Sit at your table, rejoice, eat it, and my God, and be glad unto the Lord. Father, I thank God for you all. Thank God for you all. Hopefully that will help someone so you can keep going and you guys set the things that Pastor Smith was just teaching to you. I want you to keep pushing. Listen, I want you all to meet me tonight at 12 midnight. We want to end intercessor prayer in the Holy Ghost, and we want to keep pushing and God by heaven. I'm telling you right now, I thank God for what God is doing in ADN. He's making sure you're getting the proper teaching, you're getting the proper training, we're getting a prayer life, we're pushing, we're being leaders of example, because there should be no reason why I should not be able to bring something to the table and be able to eat and rejoice. I'm going to sit at the table. Is anybody going to sit at the table this morning? You go ahead and rejoice. You bring your father, bring your mother, bring your auntie, make sure you be there, because I'm on my way. I'm going to sit at the table. God bless all of you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Apostle.
Ooh, amen.
God. Hallelujah this morning.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bring everything.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh,
don't
yes.
forget. Amen. Our talent show, March the 17th. Amen. Contact point, Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. You get your tickets online at eventbrite.com. Amen. Now listen, you come on back tomorrow, at 7 a.m. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we can do it all again together, giving God the praise, the glory, and the thanks for all things. God bless His holy name.
Amen.
And then at 7 p.m., our own Mother Helen is going to come and do a drive-by us sit-down.
Amen.
You don't want to miss it. All I got to say is, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to leave at the moment. You're going to